The annual South by Southwest Music Festival brings thousands of bands to Austin, Texas every year in March. For us in El Paso, it means an upsurge in live music as bands make a stop to play in our town on their way to and from South by Southwest. Today, we'll be giving you a roundup of what March has in store for us when it comes to live music. My guests are Bobby Welch of a local venue, Tricky Falls, and Patrick McNeil from Splendid Sun Productions. Welcome, Bobby and Patrick.
Thanks, Marina.
Hello. How you doing, Bobby and Marina?
So before we talk about the bands that are coming, let's talk about the impact that South by Southwest has on El Paso.
Well, from Tricky Falls, you know, from our experience, it has less than it used to, much less, because for the past 3 years or so, South by's basically been flying in and out the mid-sized bands in addition to the larger bands. And so there is no routing possibility for a certain size show. However, I mean, with the smaller bands, it's fantastic.
Yeah. For instance, yeah, that's been our thing for sure. I mean, this year, the only larger act that we got or mid-size act was Twin Shadow, which is going to be a paid show aside from the West by Southwest because the guarantee is too high.
And they're kind enough to be doing it at Tricky.
Of course. We'd love to do as many shows as we can.
Collaboration is important.
It's important, yeah.
It's all part of the bigger music scene that's aside from any independent promoter or club owner. It's definitely something that we try collectively to do bigger and better things for El Paso.
And then for local bands that get to play South by Southwest, are you guys aware of any of local bands that are going to be playing over there?
I'm not in any of the official showcases. I mean, I know there are bands that are playing some of the unofficial, but El Paso has always gotten short shrift when it's come to the official showcases. I mean, that's forever, not just
right.
Recently. But I don't know what it is. I mean, distance, but that's just silly because they have people from Japan, you know,
yeah,
a lot farther than El Paso. But I do not this year know of a single official South by from El Paso.
But you're right. I think that there is an unofficial,
yes,
yeah,
or a few unofficial.
There's Mother of Pearl, that new record shop, mm-hmm, that they're doing an unofficial party at Austin's place in Austin, Hole in the Wall. Mm-hmm. And then I think Avondale's doing that South by So What.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's yes.
I mean, prior years, I know like Royalty's been a part of it and Zex Marquee through Sargent House, mm-hmm, when they've did things
a few. Very few.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, El Paso is really, really slighted in a lot of things, but South by is one of the worst.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because the bands don't apply, or do you think?
You know, I helped bands apply in the past. I helped them on their paperwork and everything. Bands that I know, you know, haven't gone to South by with you, I know that they were of the, you know, the caliber to play. I mean, they're right on, and they still didn't get picked. So I can't tell you why they didn't. But I think enough have tried year after year that it's pretty egregious that they aren't being picked.
Yeah.
So we're missing out on the larger acts,
mm-hmm,
but we've got a ton of smaller acts, mm-hmm, coming through.
Definitely.
Which is kind of what's fun. I mean, you know, I think this is at the level where you can discover new music and see bands evolve. And I always feel like they're thankful for these kinds of opportunities, and it's a good place for
you. Oh, sure. And the smaller
build.
Shows are the most electric. I mean, you're right there. They are close to the artist. Those are the shows that are special.
Yeah. And in prior years, I mean, we've had huge acts that have done our West by Southwest. In this format, we did it in 2012 where we had a sponsor that made all the shows free. But we've done it in other years, like last year, which all the shows were paid. This year, it'll be really cool because, like, I remember, like, the first year we did it, we had, like, Tori Moi and Foster the People,
right,
before they were big. We did Of Montreal that first, mm-hmm, time with you guys. And, you know, slews of other great, great bands that have turned out to be, you know, mid-size, you know, buzz.
Or larger.
Yeah, or larger. Yeah, like Foster the People from coming to play Lowbrow, mm-hmm, the first year and then doing the Pan Am when they recently, mm-hmm, came. Was, you know, cool to see that. Yeah.
So let's backtrack a little bit so you can explain to people what West by Southwest is.
It was just our reincarnation of South by Southwest in El Paso. You know, there's so many bands coming through. And for Splendid Sun recently, we purchased Lowbrow. So, you know, it allowed us to, you know, get a sponsor, book as many acts as we could with the budget that was given to us by Lone Star, and just make a bunch of free shows. And more so than anything, I feel like this is a great thing for the music scene in El Paso in general, because it allows people to come and normally check out shows that would be paid and turn people on to live music in El Paso, because I feel like that's a struggling factor in El Paso, is getting people to live shows. You know, you got the DJ scene and the Norteña scenes and that sort of thing that,
right,
thrives in our market, but stuff that Bobby and I do is definitely a struggle sometimes.
Yes, you really have to push it.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yes. A wee bit.
She paved the way for us to be here.
A wee bit.
Yeah, she did.
She did, definitely.
She really did.
Stop that.
So let's go into specifics. Now, you have here the Young Creatures coming on March 14th. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
For a lot of these bands, like Young Creatures, they're a lot of like in their cities. They're, you know, like those buzz bands that are breaking outside their cities. So for a large part of it, these bands don't have a lot of national recognition.
Right.
But these are all just really good bands that, you know, could evolve in the next couple of years to be the next big thing. And so, I mean, for majority of the roster on here, I mean, you do have your selected few, you know, standout names like Ataris and Hawthorne Heights that, you know, have been more established. And
yeah, they were there, and then maybe another back to where they came from,
exactly.
And maybe trying to work their
way
back up.
That's always a cycle that bands fall in if they stay together long enough.
Definitely.
And a promising one, Geographer, here. I think that's
Geographer is really good. They're definitely that, like, buzz indie band right now. I think the opener on there played at Tricky earlier in the year, Wild Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Houston, I believe, right?
Yeah. They're basically, you know, one of those sort of,
like typical indie rock.
Yeah, they're
sound.
Indie rock. They're a little bit noisy, you
okay.
know, but it's a fun show.
Yeah, so there'll be a support act on it. And a lot of these are, you know, some of the bills on some of these nights are, you know, all five national touring acts. And even, for instance, like we have the Burger Caravan, which is a record label out of Long Beach, and they do like kind of pave the way for the garage rock scene that's going on right now. I think there's like seven bands on the bill that they're bringing through to do their big burger showcase.
Those are always fun. Even if you don't know the bands that are on the bill, those burger records showcases are always a blast.
For sure. I also really like the garage rock. We have a lot of garage rock this year, an all-girl rock band called La Luce. I'm playing on the 22nd. They're really good. And Dent May as well. I don't know. There's a little something on there for everyone every night, I feel. And it's just basically to try to get people out and check out free music and support local acts. And
so, speaking of local acts, there are a couple of local shows here. There's Electric Social Showcase that you were talking about.
Yeah, they're like a collective of bands that are trying to, you know, produce music and kind of showcase their music together as a group instead of, you know, kind of struggling individually as one band. Kind of their night that we're allowing them to kind of do their thing. And there's a few other nights that are just all local bands as well that are, you know.
Yeah, somebody like Fixed Idea on the 21st. I mean, they're a well-known ska band that's been playing for, I think, 20 years.
A long time, yeah.
A really long time.
Definitely.
So, Bobby, let's talk about the show's Tricky Falls.
Well, we don't have a lot that's coming off of South By.
You say that, but I'm holding
this
list.
This is just all of March. This is not just because of South By.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we go into South By, we have Stone Fox is coming in on the 15th. And they're, you know, they're a rock band that's up and coming out of San Francisco. Really a throwback to the 70s, 80s kind of
psychedelic
feel.
Action.
Yeah, kind of bluesy psychedelic. So really dynamic singer. And that one should be fun. And then, of course, the Twin Shadow Show, which, you know, Splendid Sun is bringing us very kindly.
And they played Tricky Falls
yes,
before.
They have.
This will be the third time. Yeah.
Yes, it will be. So, and each time better and better. I mean, he is amazing.
Yeah.
He's an amazing artist.
It's unfortunate that he's releasing his album after the show.
And how often does that happen in El Paso?
No.
So we are, it's like, you know, my pet peeve is the band on the stage, and there you are. And they're like, and our CD drops tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
thanks.
So thank you so much.
Yeah.
But then we have Of Montreal coming back. Now, you brought it to us the first time.
And you guys have
Splendid Sun, and then we've brought them since then. And, I mean, Of Montreal is an amazing show because it's multimedia, and it has mimes and art. It's like drama and video. And it's just crazy. I mean, it's just and good music too. Wow, you know, it's
what
the
it
entire
package. But really, that's one of those things. Well, I believe. I mean, if you're curious enough, just go catch a show because you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, everything.
But something like Of Montreal, you can just go.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the music, you're gonna have a good time.
Amazing time.
It does. It combines so many things. And then we have Bachaco and Irene Diaz, and we really do try to go broad in our genres. And I mean, that's just a general thing with Tricky. We never want it to be the, you know, that club, the rap club, the hip hop, right. You know, the whatever metal club. So that's going to be those. Both of them are Latin pop. Very, very fun. Irene has, you know, got a lot of love from NPR. We love you, NPR. And, you know, so that's one that will be just an entirely different audience. So a lot of fun for all of us. And that's really what we got from South By. After that, we just go into our regular run of shows. I mean,
well,
we got...
let's talk about them since we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Okay. Well, on the 24th, we have Suicide Silence with Amure. And we do a lot of, you know, deathcore and metal. So right. El Paso really likes it. And we always do all ages. So, I mean, this is really cool. We really do get people, or we try to get patrons starting young so that they're, you know, exposed to that experience when they are in high school, and hopefully they keep it with them and they love live music forever. So that's one great thing about being able to do all ages.
And you then, do see a lot of parents with their kids.
Yeah, you do.
At shows,
you do.
Which is
but
always
you also,
inspiring.
I mean, since for the most part I do The Door, I see the same kids as they grow up mm-hmm. coming back, and now they're adults and their tastes are slightly changing. But they still, once you get that live music bug, I mean, you've got it. You really like it. Your taste may change, but you'll always like live music, I think, or for the most part.
For
so,
sure.
I would have to concur.
I would have to say that I'm sure growing up, going to E9 and Club 101, where Union Plaza was,
yeah.
I'm sure I was one of those young kids
yeah, you
that
were.
Came
yeah.
through. My dad used to take me to NoFX shows mm-hmm. and all that stuff when I was like 10, 11, which was awesome. Yeah. So.
No, I know. And you get it. And it's, I mean, it's cool. There's nothing that compares to live music.
No, mm-hmm. it's
true. Just the way yeah. it is. I mean, in any genre. On the 25th, we have the Take Action Tour with Memphis Mayfire. They've played with us before. And the cool thing about that is for suicide prevention. And so the tour itself has been going on for many, many years. It's always a spring tour. And you not only have great music, but, you know, the money goes to our great cause. And so they actually have a lot of education on site, as well as the money goes to different groups throughout the United States. And our month ends up with one of my absolute favorites. Sorry, but on the 29th, Immortal Technique and Talib Kweli.
Yeah,
so I did
amazing.
Talib up at...
That's going to be solid.
Yeah, it's so... I mean, it's the People's Champions Tour.
Yeah.
That is so cool because I love things that also have message. I mean, that's just, you know, the leftist in me, but I love art combined with something to say. And the two of them do that so well. I had Talib up at Pan Am, actually outdoors, and it was an amazing show, you know, and he speaks to the audience and the music is incredible. So...
Yeah, we also had Immortal last year for
yeah.
Neon Desert, which
yeah.
was amazing.
So it'll be a fun month
yeah.
and our month.
Well, we're thankful for all the music and everything that you guys do for the city. And I'm just glad that it's still happening and
yeah,
it keeps on
course.
Going and there's always something going
we
on.
We have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we definitely don't do it for the money. We do it for the passion. And I'll tell you that much.
But Patrick does not lie.
Yeah, it's very true.
Well, today my guests have been Bobby Welch from Tricky Falls and Patrick McNeil from Splendid Sun. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you both. It's been a blast.
Yeah, it's been fun.